And up next on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org, it's the Thursday, September 9th, 2021 show, in which we leap back to August 25th, 2005. Going back this far, partially because of my medical complaints, and partially, I'll use that excuse for the moment. Still, what it sort of is preparing for another interview with a kind of following up on attorney, anti-psychiatry attorney Jim Gottstein, or Gottstein, not quite sure which it is, who heads his own website, psychrights.org, on alternatives to psychiatric drugging and the fighting for the legal rights of people being held against their will in psychiatric institutions or forced to medicate through various mechanisms against their wishes when they believe it is the least or not the best approach. A number of other things are on this flashback. We have Crossroads Chris Brozda, a rather outspoken activist from several decades ago, who he died about 15 years ago, suicide actually. And he was very angry, intense, and unforgiving in his criticisms of both national and political bullshit locally. He kept up quite a website while he was alive. I'm sorry it wasn't kept up after he died, but you get a taste of him. He was arrested on a disturbing the peace charge. You get to hear more about that, held in 2 days, as he distributed his business card because he was running in an election campaign in 2005. Then you have, as I mentioned before, Jim Gottstein on alternatives to psychiatric drugging, how they're being used in Trieste, former Yugoslavia, Bern, Switzerland, Finland, legal abuses in the psychiatric system. Marilyn of San Diego calls in on the case of her son held in California's Atascadero State Hospital. Jeff calls in from Support Coalition International, which is part of the mindfreedom.org network, I guess, or at least connected to it, on falsified hospital records forming support networks. Lisa Molyneux's Greenway Marijuana Dispensary Report. She was on speaking terms with us in those days. And we have a few street interviews as well. There is really a subject we haven't been covering much locally, although it tends to come up at the Huff meetings, which is the rights and situation for people who are being held on psychiatric holds against their will here in Santa Cruz, which I'm worried is going to become a kind of a go-to thing for what authorities will choose to do with some homeless people. Some may say, well, they need it. They're walking around babbling to themselves, sounding incoherent, doing things that are dangerous to themselves and obnoxious at the very least to others. But my concern is fundamentally that because of the lack of resources that people have, it's no wonder that people start acting out and acting crazy and suffer these kinds of breakdowns and catastrophic events, psychological events in their life. I've got no easy answer for that, but I don't think, I'm no fan generally of psychiatric medication, though in some cases some people have found it helpful. But as the go-to, it is essentially, I think, I don't know if you'd call it a death sentence, though I think it has been said that psychiatric patients die 25 years earlier than those who are not on these psychotropic drugs, certainly not psychedelic. There's going to be some more discussion of this, more recent discussion. I may even try to get back Robert Whitaker, whose seminal work, Mad in America, and whose website, Mad in America, is well worth looking at if you want to look into the mythology of supposedly that mental illness, quote-unquote, is some kind of brain chemistry disorder, which is, according to Whitaker and others, been discredited as long ago as the 60s, I think, but also definitely the 80s. Anyway, this is the flashback. It's August 25th, 2005, or at least if you're listening to the flashback and using your imagination, you can travel back then. Enjoy, or at least educate yourself.